guys. Welcome back to the Wind That Tape podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Stromboli, and we are back with another episode. Today, it's just me, but we're going to get cracking on today's day in sports, starting with the U.S. falling in the Gold Cup semifinals to Panama in another penalty shootout, 5-4. This time, Matt Turner was not able to be the heroic keeper that he has been throughout his penalty career. This time, the U.S. finally lose. And it's a lot of the same for BJ Callahan's squad. I mean, I can't say enough how disappointed I am with the lack of adjustments here from the U.S. Last week, we talked about how they needed to be better, how they needed to put some more control, some more effort into these games. And today we just saw the U.S. version that we've been seeing the entire Gold Cup. And I can't stress this enough. It's the B team, the team that's not as good. They're not supposed to be as good. They will never be as good as the top squad. But when I look at what the U.S. was able to put on paper today, it just isn't enough. This is a game that should have been won in extra time. When your defense plays that well throughout most of the game, you should be able to win in extra time. And then a slip up in extra time, a horrible turnover that almost lost them the game, creating a 2-on-1 where the one is Matt Turner. It's 2-on-0. Free goal for Panama in the 99th minute. And then Ferreira with a beautiful strike, but really off the shin, able to find its way into the back of the net off of a set piece, and even the announcers know that that is just not going to get the job done. They get the tie, they get into penalty shootouts, but I think the biggest thing for the U.S. here is your guys were not in control of that game until the momentum swinged on your side, and you still weren't able to capitalize. Super sloppy in the offensive side of things. They weren't able to generate huge chances. Panama controlled the possession of the game, which saying plenty about this team. And the U.S. just, it feels like they were getting outplayed. Panama were creating more chances. Four saves from Matt Turner versus the two for Panama. I just can't believe it. I can't believe that that's what they put on the paper in a Gold Cup semifinal, a tournament that may not seem that important for the U.S., but how many chances at trophies do you actually get? You're not going to go out there and go win the World Cup. Not yet. You're not going to go out there and play a bunch of these random tournaments. You got two big tournaments, Nations League and this thing, Gold Cup. just not enough. I mean, I'm going to keep sighing here because it was just a lackluster performance from the B squad. And BJ Callahan makes all these substitutions only to put Jesus Ferreira back into the penalty lineup. Why is he shooting first? I mean, the announcers talked about it. He's one of the only guys that's taken a penalty here in big games. And he's the first guy to go. Now, I get there's like a nerves thing and all that, but this guy, his walk-up was tired. His walk-up to the ball to take the penalty was tired. He just seemed very tired. I mean, there's no other way to describe him tonight, and I get it. You played all these minutes, and you put up 120 in to get to penalties, but I feel like this loss is on BJ Callahan. Who else is it going to be on? Way too many changes, way too early. The team is still tired after you go ahead and sub in almost half the starting lineup is off the field when you get to penalties. Three of the defenders are off, two of the forwards are off, and one in the midfield, which I feel like in the longer games, it should be the guys up front that are staying in the game. Like, why do you need more offense? How bad was Cade Cowell for you to take him off. I mean, that's the guy I feel like I was fighting for most of the game. And Jordan Morris made an impact coming in for Vasquez, so I'll give him that one. But other than that, I'm just not sure some of those were the right moves. And I can't really talk about the defending because those didn't get affected when it came to the penalties. But I don't know if this was the right lineup. You ended up putting in three subs into the penalty shootout, and one of them missed. There's just not a lot to say. It's a disappointing day for U.S. soccer, and credit to Panama. They played like the better team today, and they deserve the win. Some great saves late. That's the difference between great teams and good teams. But when you reflect on this as a whole from the U.S., it's our B team just lost to the number one team in Panama. The best Panama can put together was just defeated by the U.S. Or was defeated our B team. But these World Cup teams, these championship teams, you need strong players on your B team. You need strong players for your Gold Cup squads to really challenge those A teams in practice, to really give them some life. And from the U.S. perspective, you're thinking, this really sucks, but we're going to bounce back. On the other side, I'm thinking, honestly, Panama is, if not one of the best teams, the team to beat right now. They've been playing well the entire World Cup. They seem confident. They should be the team that will have a really good shot at Mexico when that comes up at SoFi Stadium. For now, can't mask my disappointment. The U.S. loses to Panama in penalty shootouts in the Gold Cup semifinals. Let's move on. Let's move on to a more happier note. Players keep getting knocked out of the Summer League, but this time we talk about another rookie, Chet Holmgren, who didn't play a game last year due to the ankle injury, and so he will be eligible, for a Rookie of the Year award, and he had 25 points, 9 rebounds, and 5 blocks in tonight's game. We talked a lot about the Thunder on the last episode, so I'm not really going to jump into it, but really, if this guy can be really dominant in the NBA against the bigger players, then this team should be an easy playoff lock. But for now, you had a good game, and that's what the Thunder brought you in for, to rebound and block. Not so much the points, but it's good to see him back on the field, or back on the court, and scoring. Because this is back-to-back games with double digits and points. Had 10 rebounds last game, 9 today. Good performance. Another gem, Brandon Miller, who was picked number 2 by the Charlotte Hornets, who dropped 26 in the loss to Portland tonight. So another positive note. I don't really have much to say about Brandon Miller, except for I'm scared for Charlotte, because that could very well be a huge miss with what we've seen from him, especially in terms of fouls. Fouling that much is kind of a red flag, in my opinion. So I think it's kind of scary for now. LeBron also says today that he is not retiring. He says that at the ESPYs, in Los Angeles. And I know he was thinking about it and messing with the media, but this is something that we already knew. Now the question is, can the Lakers contend? I mean, I feel like when we saw LeBron posting all this free agency stuff, we knew he was going to not retire. But him making it official has to be a sigh of relief for all Lakers fans. I think that this is what the Lakers need. This is what the Lakers need. A little boost, a little free agency, and now you're going back. You're the team that just made the conference finals. A very scrappy team made the conference finals. I think you're going to be just fine if you're a Lakers fan. And really, I don't see why the Lakers aren't going to be one of the top four teams to contend next year. I really can't see why people keep continuing to hate on them. I get it. The media is over rallying them. There's a lot of stories on them. There's not a lot of stories about these small market teams, but give credit where credit is due. The Lakers look like a great team. They look like they can push the envelope a little bit, and the West is crowded this year. A lot of teams can knock out a lot of teams, so why not the Lakers? I think they're one of the teams to watch, if not one of the team coming out of the West next year. We'll see. See how much injuries comes into play. This team is old. It's LeBron and AD. We'll see. We'll see. Wrap up notes for today. The U.S. with a devastating loss to Panama. The B team finally falls to a nation's A team. Was it coming? Why did BJ Callahan make the plays that he did? Not so sure. Good thing Greg Berhalter is coming back to this team. In that matter, I mean, he did a great job with the Nations League. Don't get me wrong, but the U.S. needs a little bit more structure. And that's where BJ Callahan kind of feels like a kid at the wheel right now. And secondly, Chet Holmgreen and Brandon Miller both have big bounce back, not even bounce back, just big summer league nights. Seem to be the only guys that are still going in the summer league that people really care about. All these guys getting shut down and these guys continue to put up high numbers. I like to see it. Give the people in Vegas what they want to see. And lastly, LeBron coming back. Are the Lakers contenders? I think so. Can they finally finish the job this year? I'm not so sure. We'll have to see. There's a lot to come up in the NBA free agency. There's a lot left before we see the ball finally tip off. But for now, that's all we got. Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure to check out our website, rewindthattape.com, and then our social medias at rewindthattape. And we'll see you guys on the next one.